Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
It's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing this back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mark Bourbon. He's president, CEO of Nationwide Insurance Company, nationwide.com. They've got an outstanding Harris Interactive poll that they conducted of small business owners, especially focusing on millennials. Mark, thanks again for being here. And again, thank you for investing in this information that tells us a lot of good stuff about what small business owners are doing out there, especially the younger folks. That's a big generation, Mark, over 80 million, the largest generation we've ever produced. And we need to do whatever we can to help these folks hit the ground running in the marketplace, don't we?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And, you know, the benefit here is what we put together and the survey itself covers all. So it isn't just a millennial survey.
Right.
There's good information and good resource there for all small business owners, but we just thought it was really important, especially as you see, you know, more likely than a lot of the other generations that have come about, millennials are very focused on kind of those smaller startups, you know, whether it's tech or otherwise, and just their focus on the small business segment, we thought was important to call out.
I agree with you. Can you tell us? I know that you asked them questions about policy, public policy, and politics. Is there anything in that you thought was interesting?
You know, probably, you know, again, this is one of those interesting generational ones, but more so than the other generations, very, very overwhelmed with the thought of regulation.
Yeah.
So, you know, over 40% felt extremely or very overwhelmed with the amount of regulation that they were looking at and how to deal with it. You know, some of that may be just their comfort and exposure in working because it maybe hasn't been as long as the boomer or the Xer.
Right.
But I thought from the political, it was definitely the sense of a lot of regulation.
Well, let me explain how if you hadn't thought about it like this, as a baby boomer. As you probably know, we're experiencing more regulatory onslaught than we've ever had before. But because I've been dealing with it for decades, more is just a little bit more, right? It's just on top of what I was already comfortable with, if you can ever get comfortable with regs. But these kids are coming in, they're getting the full, you know, tsunami all at once. And so I can see where that would overwhelm them.
Yep. We all love regulation, and definitely for these newer entries, they see it more and feel it more maybe than the others.
Yeah. Anything else? Any other ideas anything on politics or anything like that that you think is worth mentioning that without getting political?
Well, you know, maybe I would just say while there was a little bit of difference whether they were looking at the election, did they feel optimistic about the future if a Republican or a Democrat or the party controlled, there was a little bit of difference there. But maybe overall what I would focus on is still a very optimistic generation.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good
regardless
news.
Of kind of a political affiliation. And folks did feel a little bit more positive if there was a Republican nominee that won.
Right.
This is without any, you know, individual candidate.
That's kind of typical. That's kind of typical when any party's been in the office for 8 years, isn't it? I mean, it's not uncommon for whatever party is leaving to be the one coming. The other party oftentimes is more favored at the end of that, so that happens a lot.
Yeah,
but I like I'm glad you uncovered the optimistic part about it.
Very optimistic.
So all right, I got about a minute, Mark. What other important things did you discover?
Well, again, maybe while we focused a lot on millennials throughout the course of this, and maybe their preparedness across these different, you know, being ready for a disaster, being focused on offering benefits and the cyber attack, et cetera, there are great tools for all small business owners. And again, while I would love to sell nationwide, our focus here is really about just educating small business owners collectively. So whether you go to nationwide.com and you can see there's a tab for businesses, you can look there and find out the components of, you know, what is a disaster recovery plan?
Right.
You know, how should I consider cyber exposures? Those tools are available. They are not generational specific.
Right.
They're there for all. The survey itself is available at a URL in the nation.
nationwide.com. All right.
And
so
you can see details across the board there.
All right. So check all that out. And Mark, thank you for making those tools available. And I know those aren't selling tools. Those are helpful tools. Hey, Mark, good
That's
job
right.
today. Let's do this again real soon.
I always appreciate the opportunity.
Mark Bervin, ladies and gentlemen, with Nationwide Insurance. We'll get him back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.